Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats' seventh win of the year was a raucous one here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. They topped the Colts in decisive fashion, and after the game inside the Patriots locker room, we heard from several of the key playmakers, including newcomer Aqib Talib, plus Alphonso Dennard and Julian Edelman, and many others. Here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
A lot of fun, man. Executed on all three phases of the game, won the game, had a lot of fun out there.
Alphonso said he watched himself on the return on the Jumbotron, did you?
Nah, I had a little action in front of me. His was different than mine, so I was watching what was going on in front of me.
Talk about your interception for a touchdown there.
Luck overthrew the ball and kind of threw it right to me. Defense did a great job setting up that wall. Got in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, it's a big spark. You know, anytime we get a turnover or a takeaway, it really gets the defense going, it gets the team going. But when you can turn it into points, you know, it kind of leads into, you know, gives momentum and leads into getting another defensive stop, offense going down and scoring another touchdown. So I think Aqib did a good job just once he got the ball in his hands, finding the end zone.
You know, we've been working real hard as a unit to get that done and create an explosion play on the punt return unit. And those guys, they've been working their tail off, you know, and they executed what they had to do, held up their guys. We got the gunners, you know, as a punt return, you're gonna make one miss and, you know, finish blocks, and we did that. So, you know, it was a good overall execution of a play.
We were playing cover two, and I had got my hands on the receiver to reroute him, and then I saw Andrew Luck throw the ball to Reggie Wayne, and I just broke on it.
Didn't really see the ball until it was, like, at my feet. You know, I didn't know if he threw it or what, you know, because I knew I just had hit him, but I didn't know where the ball was until I saw it.
Is there an art to the trifecta? The sack, the forced fumble recovery? You seem to be pretty good.
I think a little luck right there. You know, that one, I just fell down. I saw the ball. I was like, hey, I'm going to grab it.
It was all right. A little sloppy. My feet was everywhere, but, you know, it'll get better as I get back in these pads and get back in a little bit better shape. I think I'll be all right. Been a while, man, 5, 6 or however many weeks, but, you know, quick transition, that's what they paid me for.
Watching yourself on the screen as you were seated behind me.
Yeah, I was. I was, though. Yeah, because I know Andrew Luck, he's a pretty fast quarterback, so I had to look at the big Jumbotron, try to see if he was behind me.
How much grief do you think you would have taken if Andrew Luck was trying?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. I know I went to the sideline, Devin, and was like, the quarterback would have called you, you know we're going to give you stuff about it, so.
Had some opportunities to make some plays, and was fortunate it went my way today, and, you know, we executed a few plays in special teams. You know, defense played well. We played overall complimentary football games. So it was a good team win. And, you know, we have a short week now. We got to move on for the Jets.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.